Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Hey, look who it is.
Oh my God, it's so good to be here, you guys.
I am lost. I'm just going to relax now. My co-host is back. I can take the foot off the gas.
All the memories when I came in, I could see the desks and I forgot that your desks represent your personalities. It's like Emer's perfectly tidy, perfectly organized, not a thing out of place. Maria's all over the place. There's five handbags and the biggest handbags you've ever seen on the desk, and everything has a plug. There's so many hair straighteners, I'm pretty sure you could plug in all five handbags. And then, of course, Dave's desk, which is just full of free stuff.
He never misses a trick, this fella. Dermot Whelan, ladies and gentlemen, give the man a round of applause. Come on.
So lovely to be here. I love what you've done with the place. I see you're still delusional and wearing your Man United top after they got beaten by Tottenham.
Tops, I'll have you know.
Oh, that must have been a tough night in your house, Dave, because your missus is a Spurs supporter.
Yes, it was. She was constantly tapping me on the shoulder and was going, I'd go. And she was away for the weekend, so she just came back as kickoff happened. And then, like, she tapped me on the shoulder and I turned around and kind of put my arms out to go, like, oh, she missed me, want to give me a hug. So she came back, she just go, 3-0, and then walk away. I was like, that's not okay. It's not okay to do that.
Well, Munster got beaten by Zebre over the weekend, so okay. We won't talk about that.
No, we'll keep that out of the conversation as well. I'll tell you what we will talk about, though. We'll talk about loads of things. We'll talk about Busy and Wrecked, which is a new tour that Dermot has. We'll also talk about the Mindful podcast, because season 2 is out now, and it's very exciting. I want to talk about all about your guests.
Out today, yeah.
Yeah, today is the day. Then, no me, I noticed. I didn't do enough in season 1. Deserve
well, you never hear the thing in radio, Dave, and you probably know, I can tell you a few things about radio.
Okay, okay.
Always leave them wanting more. Okay?
Yeah.
And you can't have too much of a good thing. And we had enough of you.
Yeah, he's got all the answers and eventually the truth comes out. Right, well, look, Dermot's here. He may or may not have brought
some. Yeah.
Lads, I'm sorry.
I told you not to bring her in.
Around.
I know, but I said not to bring her in.
She's just got this whole meditation thing on her mind.
All right, lads.
No,
I just want you to do a... Yeah.
No, just hang on. Can I just...
I want you to do a guided meditation.
Yeah, not now, Noni.
Meditation.
Look, we'll see if we can get a guided meditation off Noni before Dermot leaves. The texts are flying in, Dermot Whelan. Kevin the Van says, amazing to hear Dennis again. Been such a big miss.
Oh, thanks, Kieran.
Sinead says, I'm beside myself to hear the band back together. D&D forever, says Sinead. Jer says, thank goodness for Noni coming in to calm things down after a fraught morning, which Dave was feeling and smelling things while wearing fishnet stockings on his head. It's actually true. This is what I've been forced to do this whole show. So the fact that Noni's coming in is actually more normal than usual.
Well, at least if you're going to have a nervous breakdown, you're having it on air.
Yes,
it's good content.
Exactly, it is.
Great content.
Everything's content. Yeah. Listen, you know all about that because you now need to make content because you've got the second series of your unbelievable Mindful podcast dropping today.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be back, and we've been working hard on it over the summer, and same wonderful format where I like to pick a topic. The first one's about happiness.
Okay.
And the idea of happiness, because, you know, if you look at Instagram and things like that, it's always like, hey, you need to be doing this to be happy. But you go, actually, no, hang on. What does make us happy? What are the things that actually don't? So Mary Bonet from Selling Sunset
is your first guest.
Yeah. And she's so cool. We've spoken to her before.
We have on the show. Yeah. She was on before. Yeah. She's
and,
really sound.
She is. She's the most normal of all those freaks.
Which is saying something.
Yeah.
But she's definitely the one you'd like to hang out with.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, she's got a really fascinating story. I mean, she's a teen mom. She was in a horrific car crash.
I heard that.
She came out the other side of that. She's dealt with miscarriages and she's very authentic. She's very open and honest about it. And then she has to live all that stuff on camera, while being on Netflix and trying to navigate all that. So it's a really interesting conversation. I can't wait for people to hear about it. And we have a psychologist, Louise Carroll, looking at happiness as well.
Okay, well, let's have a listen to Mary. This is her talking about her move, because she's obviously gone from, you know, she's risen up in the company in Selling Sunset, and she may not love being in management. Have a listen.
I thought I was going to help people with their transactions and give them guidance and advice on how to get something done if they had negotiations with their client or something, different ways to look at it and you know, real estate. And it basically had nothing to do with that. It was just a mediating interoffice drama. And that that I don't care to be involved in. So.
Well, it sounds rather unsurprising that there would be office drama in Sally Sunset.
I know, she compared herself to a kindergarten teacher, you know, and I guess that's what it's like. So, yeah, she stepped down from that role. It's way easier.
Okay, so she's your first guest, and as you said, Louise Carroll is your first expert, and that's the format every time is a massive celebrity guest and me, and experts. And I do love that format on your podcast, in fairness, because the expert gives us the kind of, I guess, the grounding in the science and the reality and all of the real stuff. And then the guests can bring their life experience to that conversation.
Because I think people, you know, the great thing about a podcast, you can go a bit deeper, you know, you can explore topics. And that's the kind of thing I'm genuinely interested in.
Yeah, don't have time for that today. So let's move on to Ed Sheeran. No, we'll get to that in a second. But who else have you got on the show?
Some people prefer the experts and they go, I don't care about the celebrity.
Oh, okay.
And other people go, no, I want to know all the juicy stuff. You know.
From the celebs.
Yeah, so
I do. Cool. So celebs, who have you got?
I have an amazing conversation with Glenn Power from The Script.
Oh, brilliant. We're only talking about him this morning on the late of the weekend.
Really, really lovely guy. So much depth to this guy. Mm-hmm. And I met Glenn over the years, as you have as well. But obviously he's been dealing with Mark, his lovely bandmate who passed away last year, and how he's been processing all of that. And there's just so much to learn from that conversation. So I hope people get to hear that. Next week is Cian Toomey, actually, who's got like 12 million followers.
I love Cian.
He's a comedian. He's online. He's Irish. He's in Cork. But he was recently diagnosed with ADHD. Mm. So we look at the strengths of neurodiversity. And so if anybody is, you know, maybe got a kid who's maybe they're going down that road.
Yeah, absolutely.
Diagnosis, are they wondering where it's going to lead? I think it's a really, really uplifting story. And sometimes people's lives can just make sense, you know, when
once a diagnosis comes and they understand who they are, as opposed to not liking themselves for whatever they thought they were. They thought they were broken and they're not broken.
Exactly. In fact, it's often the opposite. Yeah. You know, there's so many strengths. So that's what we're focused on too. So, we've got the founder and CEO of Whoop
as well.
So we look at kind of one of the most successful businessmen in the States. Blind Boy's on it. We've got Brezzy's going to be in there. Rosanna Davison, whole load of other names. And a few other secret ones that I can't release just yet.
Okay, that's fair. He might tell me during the song. We'll see. Listen, I know there's a door being kicked in here. Noni is determined to come in.
Is there any way we could just lock it? Because I think she's saying she wants to get into meditation and join me on the
Noni.
Tour. But I think she's just here because it's raining.
Yeah, well,
she doesn't want to be outselling chocolate
that's
today.
Entirely possible.
It's pronounced chocolate.
We'll discover all about Noni and her quest to become part of Dermot's mindful journey. Paul says, lads, what are you doing to me? I only recently came to terms with the breakup of Dermot and Dave and I've accepted it. Now today, you've sent me back to day one of the divorce again. Great to get you back together. Good morning, says Paul.
We're consciously uncoupled, but we're just recoupling consciously today.
Just to sell some tickets for Dermot's live tour. Declan says, lying here in the Algarve, listen to you guys. If Carlsberg did Monday mornings, Jesus, the Algarve, bit of sunshine, and Dermot Dave on the radio.
Good to see the holiday boasters are still on.
Oh, they never go away.
Yeah,
don't
hi
you worry.
Guys, listening to you in the gorgeous Lanzarote. You're like, you're just boasting.
It's still really hot here for some reason.
Actually too hot.
You're in the Atlantic Ocean near the equator. That's why. Dermot Whelan, you are here because you've lots of things happen in your life. You are got your second series of your podcast, The Mindful Podcast. First episode drops today. But you've also got Busy and Wrecked, the tour, but also Busy and Wrecked, the book.
Yeah, I wrote a book over the summer. And
there's a sentence you weren't expecting
ironically, I'm making myself busy and wrecked to help people with being busy and wrecked. But it's been a really good experiment for me, actually, since I left, because I've had long periods of not that much going on, being able to focus on one thing. And then you go into periods of where you've got lots of things happening at the same time. So, I've been researching busyness for the last 5 months or so.
So people who often say, like, I'm so busy, I'm flat out. Have you gotten to the bottom of whether those people are actually flat out?
But I think it's the disease of busyness. I mean, just saying it to everybody now. Have you told anyone today how busy you are or how wrecked you are? Wrecked is more of a Monday thing. You're like, how are you getting? Oh my God, I'm crazy busy. Don't talk to me. Get out. Flat out, up the walls, crazy busy, round the twist, out the door. But then we throw in the classic, but you know, good busy. And you're like, that's a really positive nervous breakdown you're having for yourself there. How do I get in on that?
So have you researched busyness? You spent just the summer researching that and wrote.
Yeah, and it really is mad. Like, so much of what we do, it's a bit like, you know, the way kids sit in school and you go, well, why do we all sit in a row facing the front of the rooms? Because that's something we decided, you know, in 18-something. And like, even just looking at the 5-day week, 40-hour week thing, that was invented by Henry Ford in the 1920s.
Yeah.
There is a reason we work like that length of a day is because when you worked in a factory, if you worked for 8 hours or more than 8 hours, you were more likely to get your arm mangled in a machine. but we just go, okay, cool, we'll keep it, and we'll keep it for 100 years.
We also used to do 7 days a week, so we have given ourselves weekends, I'll say that much.
We have, but we do actually work less now these days, but we think we're busier, and that's because of all the stuff. It's the extra stuff around, like the emails and all that. On average, you'll send 40 emails and receive 150. Like, that's a lot of stuff to be dealing with.
It is.
And actually, it delved into the whole world of pseudo-productivity, because one of the things is that one of our issues is that we... Productivity was easy when it was like assembly lines. You go, look at all the cars I built. Yay, everyone go for pints. Whereas now you're like, what did you do, Maura? I did a spreadsheet and I sent some emails.
I headed up a strategy.
Yeah, I did a pie chart. Okay, Derek, we'll get to you. You know, so we don't actually know how we're meant to be productive.
How do you engage
half the time? We do is we spend a lot of the time in doing what's called pseudo-productivity. And you'll know this, Dave, because you engage in pseudo-productivity.
Oh, yeah?
This is time spent demonstrating how busy you are or showing your boss that you're working. Remember, you used to walk by our boss's office first thing when you came in and go,
what do you
and
mean
talk loudly.
What do you mean used to? Hi, Chris! Hi!
Yeah.
Just wondering if you've had a good morning. I have. I've done lots.
I remember he came out. Our boss came out of the office one morning and eventually went, Dave, it's okay. I see you. I know you get in early. Good boy. And he's like, all right, the best boy.
I'm the best boy.
So on average, workers spend 67 minutes a day showing that they're doing something as opposed to actually doing something.
That's a really good tactic. Yeah. Okay, but hang on. You've also not even written a book about this. You've now turned it into a live show. It kicks off literally after the new year, January 2nd.
Yes,
and then it runs through for months until
Cahill will be happy.
He will.
Yeah, so I did a big show on the Borgosh Energy Theatre as well.
Yeah. What's that date again?
So please come.
That's the 14th of January.
Yes, that's
14th
right.
of January, Borgosh Energy Theatre in Dublin. But look, Dermot's all around the country: Clonmel, INEC. He's in Sligo and Waterford, Wexford, Kilkenny. Literally, you can't move for the dates. And DermotWhelan.com.
That is a place to go for tickets and to a couple of live podcast shows I've got going on in Trim and Dublin as well.
Oh, brilliant! Now tell me this. Will Noni be part of Busy and Wrecked? Like, look, I'm here to please the people. Like, you're great and all.
You're
exciting.
But
like
I'm planning these
penny.
Things for the show. I've got like, I've got an acoustic expert designing my music for the guided meditations of the show, which will turn your ear into a musical instrument. Like, we're going so deep on this. We're going to have a laugh. We're going to explore busyness. I'm going to give people tips on how to deal with being busy and wrecked. But then your one wants to be a part of it.
Emer, open the door. They're bringing Noni. Come on in. Seriously, come on in. Come on in. Come on in.
Am I the kid?
Here she is, ladies and gents.
Jesus, oh my God, you look great.
You too.
Well, it's fantastic. You look fantastic. Are you? Is that your wife's top? Oh no,
I like him tight fitting these days, Noni. Yeah, big
lunches in today. Big lunches.
Yeah, that's it.
Keep the strength up.
Come here. It's so good to see you. Still selling the chocolate out of the pram.
Oh, it's still selling the chocolate. Absolutely. Yeah.
What deals have you got on for this week?
I've got fries.
Oh.
Fries.
Turkish delight or fried chocolate cream?
Well, they're Turkish delight, but they're tuberculosis delight. they've got a new little bit of iodine. That's everything is out of date. Must go last week.
Okay.
Yeah, fantastic. Deprived you today, okay.
Right, but other than selling chocolate, which is obviously your key strength, you also want to get involved in Dermot's Busy and Wrecked.
Oh my
tour.
God, they're all doing it now. All the celebs are doing it. Sure, if he could do it. You know, your man Brizzy, what's he? A lanky pop star. I'll fix your mind, he says. Right, whatever. Blind boy.
Yeah. You must know him well.
I know him very well. But he's just a young fellow with a bag in his head. And he's like, I'll tell you how your brain works. Fine. And then your man Whelan.
Yeah.
She got his meditation degree in a lucky bag.
Noni, that's offensive. I worked hard for that.
What? Okay, sorry, he got it with SO Tiger tokens. That was it, yeah. It was either a meditation certificate or a jug kettle. He went with the other one. So why can't I do it?
Yeah, you can do it and you should do it. So do you want to give it a go?
I'd like to do a guided meditation. Well, and show him that I can be in the show.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what.
God,
Noni,
David, I apologise.
No, honestly, Dermot, it's okay because I love enabling Noni's chaos.
Mary, are they... Mary?
Her name's Noni.
Noni, are they different tights?
Yeah, I have one leg. one winter leg and one summer leg tights. I don't want to get too hot. My left leg gets hotter.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even do it.
No, so yeah. What denier are the, is the summer one?
What?
What? What denier?
There's no sausages in it. There's no denny. What are you talking about?
No, Neil, tell you what, right? Why don't you... You have the airwaves of the entire nation listening to you now.
Yeah.
Why don't you give us a little bit of a Noni guided meditation here,
lads,
okay?
If you're stressed out on a Monday and you're sick of the rain, come and buy my chocolate. But also, shut up and relax. Relax with Noni. Shut up and relax, you go. That's it, David. Say, shut up and relax. You go.
Go.
There you go, kid.
God, this is relaxing.
That's it. Relax your eyes. Breathe in through your kneecaps and out through your spine. Breathe in through your earlobes and out through your forehead. That's it. Now, I want you to picture yourself in a beautiful place.
Okay.
Cecil Street in Limerick. The rain is cascading down. Your anorak is soaked. You might pop into the Limerick Youth Centre for a bun.
I might.
That's it. You're thinking, I'm feeling peckish. Then you see a beautiful woman standing with her pram.
I see her there now, yeah.
She looks like a mixture of Michelle Pfeiffer, Demi Moore, and Tom Selleck. Sorry, the moustache is out of control these days. Sorry, lads. Haven't had a chance to burn it off. You want something from her pram?
I do.
Yeah. What do you feel like?
Tuberculosis delight.
You want to buy everything from her pram, which is full of chocolate. That's it. Shut up and relax. Breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe in again. Breathe in again. Breathe in again.
Breathe in.
Shut up and relax, you go. And that's it. Now, if you look to your left, you'll see a squad car. Because I robbed you all out of Musgraves. So I'm going to have to leave you, kid.
Right,
no,
Noni.
No, forget to shut up and relax. You go.
DermotWheeland.com. Thanks, Noni.
Thanks, Dermot.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.